Hey, New Life, who do you hang out with? Jesus tells this parable of the unjust steward. And we talked a bit about it this week in our teaching, about how the purpose of this parable is all about how we treat those who have debts to God. In other words, sinners. I find it fascinating that Jesus hung out with people that didn't necessarily behave the way he behaved. On the one hand, he never let their behavior change him, but he saw his presence with them as an opportunity to bring God's mercy and love into their sphere. Who do you hang out with? You know, this is getting really hard in the world that we're living in today that's becoming increasingly polarized. Everything that we observe and look at and spend time with, from the news to social media, it's really just driving us further and further apart. And even developing in us the ability to look very harshly at the other person that sits on the other side of this growing divide. Who would Jesus hang out with? Who would he give his time to? If we're only hanging out with people that think like us, believe like us, act like us, then are we really being the conduits for God's mercy and his call to forgive to those outside of our sphere? In this parable, Jesus challenges his disciples to go out and be those who bring God's mercy, God's forgiveness to the sinners. Where are we going to be? I saw something the other day that someone shared that maybe the reason why a person has actually walked away from faith has nothing to do with God and more to do with their encounter of those who say they follow God. How do we handle that? Do we sit looking at a person that is struggling or walked away from faith or living in a lifestyle that we may not agree with? Do we have the capacity to step into their world, show mercy, bring God's forgiveness, and let them see through our lives, through our kindness, the truth of the living God and his son Jesus? That's a challenge that I place to all of us today. If we're going to walk in the ways of Jesus, we have to be where he would be, and he was around those who owed debts to the Father.